Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Now that's an ending. All right. Music by the Hotheads, done tonight by our all-star band. First KQ Homegrown All-Star Band. This is so cool.
That was fantastic, man. You gotta clue me in as to exactly. Now, there's a lot of different classifications. You got your jazz, jump, swing. What exactly is that? Educate us all.
Well, that's more of a combination of jump blues and boogie woogie. Sort of the kind of thing that a Bobby Soxer might be dancing to in a poodle skirt back in about 1948.
It makes you want to, shake your booty. You know what I mean? Bobby.
Makes me want a vanilla Coke.
Bobby Sox, saddle shoes, pack of Lucky Strikes.
All right. So, okay, ladies and gentlemen, please meet Steve Clark. He is probably one of the hottest saxophone players in town, and actually he was voted best saxophone player at the Minnesota Music Awards this past year. So that proves it.
Well, thank you.
So, Steve, what's your history in music? I mean, when did you first pick up the sax?
Oh, I first started playing saxophone after I got out of college. All my friends in high school were playing in bands and were doing, had rock bands and girls were following them around and stuff, and I was always really jealous, so.
So you had to pick up a saxophone and...
Actually, I started on guitar, and after about 2 weeks, I still couldn't go from C to G on a downbeat, so
that's a tough change, man. But it was purely a sexually motivated entry into the music world?
No, it was all just hormones?
No, actually, it was just a desire to be with my pals is what it really amounted to, because they were off having all this fun, and I was, watching, and I just wanted to, I just wanted to be part of it.
You want to be one of the people that make the fun.
Yeah.
But no musical training before. Well, that must have been age 22, age 20?
When I was 20.
Jeez. Not bad, brother.
Well, thank you.
You sound great.
You've just come such a long way. You have mastered your instruments, that's for sure.
Well, we are starting to become friends.
Yes. So currently with the Hotheads, what other bands have you been in? Let's just name about 10 of them. I know you've been in a million of them.
Long and distinguished list. Share
a little
bit. In
fact, a few weeks ago, we did the club crawl, and you played with seven different bands in one night. That's
seven
unbelievable.
Bands, right, seven bands, seven clubs, one night in the KQ Urban Assault Vehicle.
That's got to be a world record or something.
It is for me, anyway.
That's so cool.
You dig that big time, don't you?
I had a gasp, man. You should have been with us. It was just so cool because you just waltzed in, and we had it arranged with everybody, so it wasn't, you kind of have to, observe the proper protocol and observe respect for the bands that are playing. You just don't walk up on stage and find yourself thrown out in the alley like Jaco Pastorius. So it was just so cool. I mean, we started out at Lee's, and we went and jammed with Trailer Trash, and then we scurried over to Bunkers, and it was with G.B. Layton, and we were just all over. We ended up
in St. Paul with Joe Giuliano at the
Papa
MMC.
With Papa Francois and the Junior Mints.
Oh, yeah,
he was
that's
band
right. Lakey's in that
six.
Band, too. Wow. That was a
it was
wild
so,
night.
It was so poetic.
So,
I want to see you with Trailer Trash in a big way.
Oh, that was fun.
Cool. That was really cool.
They're a good, they're a fun show. I can see that happening.
No, that was a great time. Well, let's see. I played these guys. We used to be in a band together called Shane and the Wild Weasels.
You and Shane.
Everybody in the room. We were all in a band.
Wow, so it's in a sense a reunion tonight besides an all-star jam because you guys have all gone on to do so many different projects.
Yeah, I think we're... the term all-star jam is really nice and everything. We're feeling all good about that.
I'm feeling some positive strokes here, yeah.
Well, what else would you name this night? A bunch of different musicians from different
weasel reunion
together?
Yeah,
gathering of weasels.
Okay.
Gathering. You can call it what you will, but when we get together, it's always a lot of fun. We play really well together. We feel good playing music together. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You don't find many people that you feel that good instantaneously.
So how come there's no recordings of this group?
That's just lack of business on my part, probably.
The way things shook out, I guess.
Well, maybe this will be the start of something, huh?
I think that's
we're so busy doing other stuff right now.
Yeah, it's everybody's got three other projects going on too.
Yeah.
So
wrapping up the recording.
You guys are all stars.
We're wrapping up the recording for the Hotheads. We've got a few more tracks left. I think I mentioned that. recording down in Northfield at Salma Gundy, and we're looking for a fall release, and the album's really strong. It's great material. We've got some great vocals going down.
And I know Hotheads have a lot of gigs coming up this week. In fact, maybe now's a good time to mention those. On Friday, you guys are going to be at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yep.
Two gigs on Saturday.
We're double dipping.
Yes, one at the Lake Street Fest, which is on Bloomington and Lake Street on Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. And then afterwards, Medina Ballroom 4, Mr. and Mrs. Swing's
The Wedding of Mr. and
reception.
Mrs. Swing,
this
yes. Is,
this sounds really cool. Check this out. Steve, go ahead. Please tell us.
Okay, well, there are these two dance instructors. They're absolutely fabulous. Cindy Geiger and Terry Gardner, they're getting married, and they do choreography, and they teach swing dance. They did a swing dance instructional video, and they're getting married that day. And they decided what they would do. They really wanted to have their two favorite bands just play all night and do sort of like a mock battle of the bands type of thing.
Cool.
So what they've done is they have us, and they have the Senders, and there's no band breaks for the entire evening.
Wow.
And all the swing kids from probably like the five-state region are probably going to converge on the Medina. So if you, it will just be entertainment just to sit back and watch a beer and watch all these people and all this great clothes dance.
And it's open awesome. To the public.
It is.
Their wedding reception is open to the public.
Yep.
That's hip.
Is it a full-on battle, or is it just kind of like, hey, no, just, we'll both play?
Exactly. It's more like we're going to, you know, they're going to play, I think, the first set, then we play the second set. The whole point is like there's no band breaks. It's just constant music, no DJ, just constant live music.
That's so cool. Just back and forth.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's going to be a very fun night.
And it is open to the public, and are they selling tickets for this or not?
They are, yes. You can get tickets probably at the door. You might want to call them a Medina. It's $9.
Okay.
That's a great idea to sell tickets to your wedding.
To your wedding reception.
You gotta love it. Well, you know, they gotta pay for the bands. You know.
So is everybody, is everybody gonna be at the actual wedding too? Probably not. Are they selling tickets to that too?
No.
Come on down to the church. Only $5.
Yeah, sorry.
Six and you get a front row seat.
Autograph
pictures,
$15.
It wasn't meant
$15.
To be called. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. No, the wedding's at 2 and...
And that's at another location.
Yeah, in St. Paul.
Ah.
And I was going to go, but then it was just like, oh, wait a minute, I'm playing outdoors. So.
Bummer.
Yeah.
All right, so look forward to that. You can see the Hotheads all weekend long. We're going to come back and hear some more music, and live and recorded. And we're going to talk with Jim Weber, who is sitting in on guitar tonight. And we'll just come right back in a moment, so hang on.